This is Chaim Goldman, executive producer of The Peak, and this is Peak Elevated with local celebrity chef and restaurateur, Chef Brother Luck. As we do in this bonus segment, we have our guest in studio. Don't want to say goodbye. So we do a bonus interview and ask, what do you really want to talk about? And Brother Luck is talking about finding purpose in life and his story about how he got in. We got into that a little bit in the interview, and I hope that you listened to that already. But we're going to go deeper into the things that have inspired him and hopefully will inspire you. Brother Luck, tell us, go back a little bit more. You talked about, you know, food insecurity and things that got you there, but go a little bit deeper into what influenced you to end up choosing this career and thriving in it.
You know, as I've kind of gone through my journey, I've realized that I'm broken. Even with success, even with television shows and restaurants and awards and accolades and security and finding financial success, these things still were not enough to understand why I was broken. So I had to explore my journey. I needed to go back to the beginning to see where my wounds were, why I am the way I am. And it started with a Bible study. Yeah, I was doing the Wild at Heart series with a group of guys, and we started exploring our timeline. And as I got into my own timeline, I realized how many wounds I actually had. And as I got deeper into that discussion, I actually wanted to pursue that further, which is what led to the book. The only reason I wrote the book is because it's a further dive into my own timeline from doing that Bible study. And I realized how broken I was from losing my father at such a young age, finding the streets to become my mentors, right? The wrong mentors, not the great mentors, like the bad mentors, and understanding who those people were and what they taught me and what they taught me not to do and the things they used me for. All of this led to why I had so many walls up, why I was hiding who I actually was, why I wouldn't trust people or let down those walls to actually build friendships. You know, the loneliness of isolation was a tough piece to kind of accept. And you realize, like, the enemy wants you alone. And as you get attacked, I mean, the number one priority for an enemy is always to separate you from the pack, right? You're an easier target. But sometimes we are the enemy of ourselves. Like, we're separating ourselves from the world. We're separating ourselves from people. And, you know, as I'm exploring my purpose in life, I'm realizing I have to help other people find this. This is such an important conversation.
So how is this your calling, your work for God, for the kingdom? How is what you're doing now and working with food and working people, that process for you?
You know, for the longest time, I thought I was crazy, but I was too scared to say that out loud. Why was I crazy? Because of what I was feeling on the inside, the thoughts that I was having internally, the struggle, the fear, the insecurity, the I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to be here. I can't accept love. All these things that I felt internally, I would never say out loud. And it wasn't until I sat with that group of guys and realized how similar we all were, how we all shared the same feelings when we finally actually broke down that wall and started talking about the real stuff. I said, wow, I'm not crazy. I'm actually pretty normal. I'm just like you guys. Even though we come from completely different worlds, we're all the same. So it's actually turned into one of my main focuses and purposes in life is to be vulnerable and transparent and authentic. I'm going to help more people feel less alone and less crazy by sharing my own story. I'm just like you. I'm willing to talk about it because I need you to hear this. So you're going to be willing to talk about it and share your story, because that's how we're going to change, and that's how we're going to help, and that's how we're going to expand this message of God loves you, but you are God and you've got to love yourself. Many of us don't love ourselves.
When you're working with young people, and you see them struggling with these things and purposeless. I don't even know that, you know, today people talk. I talk about it with my children all the time, but having a purpose even, or people knowing that you're supposed to have one. How do you help mentor people in that process of figuring out who they really, genuinely, authentically are?
Kids never cease to amaze me. And I have the opportunity to travel and speak with a lot of high school students and middle school students. And I'm blown away every time I get on stage and I begin to share my vulnerability, my truth, and my story. And I, you know, I give them the exciting part of cooking as kind of the hook. But then we get deep. And as soon as I go off those cliffs, I'm blown away by the engagement and the willingness of some of these kids. You know, I was giving a speech and we started talking about insecurities and fear. And this young girl at the end of the speech raised her hand. And she probably was 10, 11 years old. I mean, she's probably a sixth grader. She said, you know, I hear you speaking about insecurities and I'm very insecure. How do you deal with that? And it caught me off guard because I was not expecting this young child to ask me such a serious question that as an adult, I'm still trying to figure out. And I shared with her, I said, you know, I have to do it with people. That's the only way I can do this. My insecurity requires people, a support system. I have to have a good support system that I can lean on. If God had 12, Jesus had 12, who's yours? So I asked this young girl, I said, for one, congratulations and thank you so much for your courage. Would you be willing to come up on stage with me right now? And she slowly got out of her seat and she walked up the staircase and got onto the stage in front of all of her peers. I mean, hundreds of students. And she said, I'm so scared. I said, I am too. I'm so scared up here. But I want to turn around and ask the crowd to show you some love right now, because this is what it's about. You took the time and the courage to get up on this stage. Can we get a round of applause? And the entire school erupted in cheers and applause for this young girl. And she started to cry. Her parents sent me a message later that night that said, you have no idea how powerful that moment was for her. It was a new school. She's really, really struggling with her mental health and her insecurities. And I think that just changed the course of her confidence. Kids always amaze me. And I think that's the first part. Be real with them. Be transparent. They'll see through it if you're not.
And you think challenging them, putting them in tough situations, challenging them to step out.
I think giving them an opportunity to make a choice. Wow. Give them the opportunity. You don't have to make it for them. They will either decide to pursue it or not, but give them the chance.
Okay. So let's finish up with some food questions. What's your favorite style? What do you like to make? Like, what's your favorite thing to make?
You know, my family's Creole. So anytime I get to cook something, you know, soul foodish, dirty rice, jambalaya, gumbo, those are dishes that just hit home for me. They're special. I love cooking those dishes, but you know, I think as far as like travel and work, I had the opportunity to work in Japan, and Japanese food is a different level of connection to nature. And I think there's an expression that happens in Japanese food that I adore and I love, and I definitely try to emulate.
And so when you are making comfort food for yourself, did you already mention, you know, that? Is that the jambalaya and everything?
Oh, man, I can literally, I can smell like my father laughing every time I cook that dirty rice where I braise those collard greens. Like, it's just, it's something that brings warmth to me internally. And I think those dishes, when you can create those moments, those are powerful.
Last question. We got about a minute left. People thinking about getting into the restaurant business. It's a tough business.
It's hard.
High level of going out of business and everything. What do you tell people, not just want to work as a waiter, but saying, I'm going to open a restaurant? What do you say to them? What's your advice?
I think if that's your dream and you want to open a restaurant, follow your dreams, right? You tied your shoes this morning, walk in those shoes. Nobody else is walking in those shoes except you. So, you know, do what you're going to do, but commit, right? You can't just put one toe in. Like, you've got to commit. You've got to go for it all out. You've got to put everything on the line, and you've got to go for it. And guess what? Failure is a real thing. But so what? Once you fail, get up. Like, what are you going to do about it afterwards? Like, I fail every day, but I still choose to get up and keep fighting and pursue something else. So, you know, I think it's important to try, no matter what your craft is, what your dream is. Try, fail again, and eventually you're going to find some wins.
Okay, and should they test their food out on some people? Because I'm amazed at going into some restaurants and like, they don't even know how to make pizza. Like, I mean, people that, what do you tell people about that, about testing things before they get the investors?
Well, just remember, when it comes down to your restaurant, it's not about how good you cook, right? It's not about how good I cook. I've been cooking for a long time. It's how good my staff cooks, right? It's about the training. It's about the people. It's about the culture. So just remember, when it comes down to the business, it's not about your passion, right? You've got to train that passion and inspire those people to want to replicate those styles and those flavors. Like, that's the hard part.
Okay. Brother Luck, thank you for being on The Peak Elevated.
Absolutely.
I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman.